KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, April 15th. Would attacks on empty second homes help fix San Diego's housing and budget crisis? More on that next, but first, the headlines. According to the Union Tribune, three San Diego-based warships are currently helping enforce a naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. Central Command says the blockade, which began on Monday, looks to stop all vessels from entering or exiting Iranian ports. The current administration's overall goal is to disrupt Iran's movement of oil. The San Diego-based warships involved include the USS Abraham Lincoln, the USS Spruance, and the USS Pinckney. The 2025 Breeders' World Cup Championships provided a $125 million boost to our local economy. That's according to an independent study on the impact of the two-day event that took place last fall at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria said the event also brought global attention to the region. The study also found that visitors from outside of San Diego County accounted for more than 60% of overall attendees. Ring Magazine is reporting that renowned boxing trainer Eddie Reynoso opened a new gym right here in San Diego. Reynoso is the longtime trainer of famed Mexican boxer Canelo Alvarez and numerous other top-ranked fighters. Alvarez was on hand this week for the ribbon-cutting and grand opening of the gym. The gym is called Eddie Reynoso La Escuela de Boxeo. Speaking in Spanish to Reynoso, Alvarez said, "You are passionate about what you do, helping strangers that you don't know if they're going to make it or not. You are passionate, and that's why you are here. And that's why you're achieving all of these things." From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com, because we know how.
San Diego has one ballot measure going before voters this June. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen explains how Measure A aims to address the city's housing and budget crisis with a new tax.
According to local tax records, there are more than 5,000 homes in San Diego that are empty for most of the year and are not claimed as the owner's primary residence. These are the homes that Measure A would target with an $8,000 annual tax. Measure A was crafted by City Councilmember Sean Ila Rivera.
People are being crushed by the cost of housing, and for that to be the reality for so many San Diegans, while over 5,000 homes sit empty for most of the year, there is something that we can do about that, and this is one of the most direct ways that we can address that problem.
Mark Kersey is president of the San Diego County Taxpayers Association, which opposes Measure A. He says San Diego has a long history as a place for vacation homes, and those owners shouldn't be punished with higher taxes.
This is bad policy, but also from a legal standpoint, it's poorly timed, and we're jumping the gun, asking voters to weigh in on something that could very well be rendered moot and unconstitutional in a very short order.
A judge in San Francisco ruled a similar tax measure there was unconstitutional. That case is currently on appeal. Revenue from Measure A would go to the city's general fund, which supports city services like parks and public safety. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Now we're going to turn to a story that East County reporter Elena Alfaro has been following. Grossmont Union High School District trustees voted over a year ago to eliminate the school's teacher librarian positions. Now former librarians are suing the district for anti-LGBTQ discrimination.
I was surprised and delighted that this might be an opportunity for the librarians, that they might be able to get some justice.
That's Clarissa McLaughlin. She's an alum of West Hills High School and a critic of the school board's actions and policies.
I've been really encouraged showing up to these board meetings with so many other people who are affected by these who have also been willing to say, no, actually, these aren't our values.
The lawsuit claims the board majority have an anti-LGBTQ agenda. The suit specifically named Scott Eckert, Robert Shield, Jim Kelly, and Gary Woods. The suit says, among other things, that the board banned books with LGBTQ content and took adverse employment actions against staff who support LGBTQ students. The trustees did not respond to a KPBS interview request. A district spokesperson said in a statement sent to KPBS, quote, "While GUHSD does not comment on pending litigation, the district will defend itself fully against the claims in the lawsuit through the appropriate legal channels." Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
A new report shows why California species are struggling to migrate and what's needed to help them. Environment reporter Tammy Murga says it features bighorn sheep in Imperial County.
Earlier this year, Sam Trezona followed wildlife biologists and advocates looking for bighorn sheep near the Imperial County and Mexico border. He's been documenting their work to save bighorn sheep from drivers speeding on Interstate 8.
Animals need room to roam. They need to be able to access their water, their food, their mates.
What he saw that day is now part of a new report by the nonprofit Environment California. It's called Reconnecting California's Wildlife. It shows why many species are struggling to migrate and why animal crossing projects aren't coming sooner.
There is a lack of funding, and there's also a lack of coordination between state agencies and a lack of data.
Trezona hopes the report will lead to fully funded crossing projects. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
The San Diego Book Crawl returns next week, spanning from Coronado to North County. The event continues to grow each year. Arts reporter Audie McAfee spoke with local owners about why independent bookstores matter and what they love about the crawl.
Independent bookstores have long been spaces where people of all backgrounds can come together. That's especially true in San Diego, where there are at least 15 shops operating across the county. Becca Tidal is the owner of Meet Cute, a romance bookstore in La Mesa. It opened in 2022 with the goal of creating a dedicated space for romance readers. She says bookstores are more important than ever.
The way that book banning is happening around the country right now, the way that politics are going, I think it's easier, or there's more incentive for large corporations to sort of cave on their values.
According to PEN America, thousands of books were banned last year, adding to more than 23,000 bans recorded since 2021. Although independent bookstores in California don't have to comply with book ban mandates the same way libraries or schools do, they face other challenges, including competition from chain retailers like Barnes & Noble and online sellers like Amazon, which can offer low prices. Megan Draghi Eccles is an author whose debut novel, Sing the Night, is available at Mysterious Galaxy. Eccles says shopping local offers something more personal.
Big corporations do not care. It doesn't make a difference whether you buy from them or not. But putting money back into the local community is so, so important. But also, like, you can't smell the internet.
John Evans co-owns Camino Books for the Road Ahead, formerly Diesel Books. He says the experience of discovery is lost when books are purchased online.
All the algorithms just tell you with all your past choices. You know, they say, you know, this is what you read, so you should read something similar. But a bookseller is doing the opposite. We're showing you all the possibilities and trying to find the best one for you in that moment, in that store, at that time, so that you're going on an adventure.
He adds that institutions and residents alike can help sustain local bookstores.
Schools, libraries, all should be sort of buying through their local vendor, whoever that is, whatever bookstore it is, I think. Because the multiplier effects for the economy are great for the community.
Multiplier effect means an initial increase in spending leads to an overall increase in economic activity. So when more people buy locally, more can be invested in the local economy. Eccles says independent bookstores are a vital third space, places where people can gather without necessarily spending money.
We don't have access to community spaces like we did when I was growing up. And so finding a place that is supportive and community-based where you can connect with other people who share the same values as you, and readers tend to be incredibly empathetic and share those values, it's necessary.
Bookstores are also places where authors can connect directly with readers. Mysterious Galaxy hosts author events throughout the year. Eccles says turnout can vary, but the impact is the same.
It's one wonderful thing to be in a group of like 300 other readers waiting in line for an hour to get your book signed. It's also really special to be like one of 10, being able to be really in conversation with the author. All of it builds.
These bookstores, along with about a dozen others, will take part in the 9th annual book crawl, which spans both southern and northern San Diego County. Eccles says she's attended several crawls and plans to return this year.
I love the San Diego bookstore crawl so much. One, there's like a gamification aspect where like you go to a certain number of stores and then you get like things. And I'm a sucker for an enamel pin, and there's always an enamel pin.
Last year, about 4,000 people started the crawl, and roughly 400 visited every participating store, according to the Library Foundation SD. The event began with 9 stores and has grown to 15 participating locations, with plans to expand. Title says the crawl opens up people's view of what bookstores are accessible to them.
People will leave the area they're used to being in and realize that, A, it's like actually not that far, parking's not that bad, and there's so many other cute little businesses around where we are on the main street, and so it's nice to be able to introduce people to that neighborhood.
For many bookstores, the crawl is their biggest event of the year, a kind of citywide party for independent shops. Eccles says it's not to be missed.
It's just a great way to get to know the bookstores, to get to know other people. So if you are new to San Diego, or if you're a native, you should come out for the book crawl, because you're just going to have the most fun of your life.
The San Diego Book Crawl begins on Independent Bookstore Day, April 25th, and continues through April 27th. Audie McAfee, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com, because we know how.